Details have emerged about practices at the Central Remedial Clinic, where five senior staff are still in receipt of salary top-ups. The money comes from an associated charity, Friends and Supporters of the Central Remedial Clinic. It's also been reported that the charity gave the CRC an interest-free loan to help prop up its pension fund. In a statement, the clinic said that charity funds enable it to fund a large number of capital projects. Unfortunately, nobody from the CRC was available to speak to us. On the line is the chairman of the Doyle Public Accounts Committee, Fianna Fáil TD, John McGuinness. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want the CRC to appear before your committee, but is there any onus on them to do so?
Well, the Public Accounts Committee and the Comptroller and Auditor General deal with the accounts that are audited by the Comptroller and Auditor General. That's not the case in relation to some of these companies. However, they are in breach of government pay guidelines, and they are in breach of the 2004 Act, Health Act, which says that the salaries must not supplement approved rates of remuneration, either with exchequer funding or non-exchequer funding. So it will be the intention of the Public Accounts Committee to bring before it the CRC in order to get the detail of what is happening here. So that we can account for public monies and understand that the pay policies are not being breached. Now, this is a matter that will be first dealt with by the HSE, and following that report, if it's not satisfactory, well, then we'll have to have a hearing with him. Last week, when Shane Ross presented the accounts, it was made clear that the HSE were to investigate this and come back to the PAC with a full report on the matter.
And when then do you hope to hear from the HSE?
Mr O'Brien has made it clear that before Christmas he will have met with many of the CEOs and board members and chairmen. The Public Accounts Committee have decided that they would meet with the CEOs and the chairpersons of the boards, and we'll do that as soon as possible. In relation to the CRC, it's an immediate thing. We need to understand what's happening here.
Right, so you want to hear compliance from Tony O'Brien and the HSE within the next couple of weeks then?
We'll hear from them within the next couple of weeks, from the HSE, and then if there's not a satisfactory outcome there, we'll have a full hearing with the Public Accounts Committee and CRC.
Isn't an investigation of the charity, the Friends and Supporters of the CRC, needed, though, and that's outside your remit?
It's outside of our remit, but it's an issue for the HSE. The HSE provides the funding to all of these organisations. They are meant to be in compliance with the policy and the salary guidelines. They're not. And there is a serious problem right across this sector because of the fact that they are in breach. They're using monies, public monies, and monies collected from by way of buckets and so on. And we need clarity on this. We also need to ensure that the guidelines are not breached and that the salaries are in line with Haddington Road and every other agreement that is there. The substantial increases or substantial top-ups that we have learned about are simply not acceptable.
And do you think then that the CRC is alone in using charity funds to top up salaries, or do you think that other hospitals or agencies have done something similar?
Well, it's clear from correspondence that we have received that there would be a number of hospitals or a number of agencies that would use their money in this way. And I think that people will be surprised and disappointed that that is the case. I think that for the agencies concerned in terms of their collecting of public money like this and the volunteers that are involved, they will need clarity so that it doesn't affect their ability to continue with the services that are so vital. So we have to protect the services on one side. We have to clearly examine and audit all of the figures in relation to how staff are being paid and ensure that they are compliant. And that will not be easy because there will be a business case that will have to be made for each and every one of these payments. And there is also the difficulty of attracting highly qualified staff into some of these cases. But regardless of that, there is a policy in place. There is an agreement in place between the Department of Health, the HSE, and these agencies, and that agreement has to be adhered to.
The HSE seems to have been aware for quite some time, though, that this practice was going on. They now say that the hospitals and agencies that continue to make these top-up payments, that they will have the equivalent deducted from their annual grant. Is that enough in your view?
Well, that won't be satisfactory in the context of the delivery of services. You have to protect the services. This issue is dating back to 1995 with the old health boards, and it continued on since then. And in spite of the fact that the HSE asked for these figures and asked for the audit in relation to compliance with policy and so on numerous occasions, some of these agencies, in fact most of them, did not even reply. And there is a serious problem here between the HSE in terms of their governance of these agencies, because they simply turned a blind eye to an awful lot of these payments, an awful lot of the poor practice that was going on, and there was no real governance on their side. The Department of Health and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform are also culpable in this, because they did not ensure oversight in relation to these payments, and in fact did not give any permission or sanction to the agencies to pay these types of salaries. But yet they did not go along afterwards and insist on them complying, when in fact quite a lot of this was known and non-compliance seem to have been accepted down through this year.
Right.
Now it will take a huge turnaround to bring all of these salary levels in line with the guidelines and the agreed policy.
All right, just finally, back specifically again to the case of the Central Remedial Clinic. A lot is made in today's papers of the links between many of those involved in running the CRC and Fianna Fáil. Is this embarrassing for the party?
Well, I don't find it embarrassing as far as my job is concerned. This audit has to continue. This is about best practice. It's about accountability and so on. And regardless of the individuals involved here, and regardless of what party they support, they'll be brought to account. And that is the purpose of the Public Accounts Committee. That is the purpose of the policy in place. And I, or the members of the Public Accounts Committee, will not be distracted from doing our job.
John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil TD, Chairman of the Doyle Public Accounts Committee. Thank you for talking to us this morning.